Today is Wednesday, September 29th. What to know about some tense testimony on Capitol Hill as top military leaders give their take on the U.S. withdrawal in Afghanistan, including the advice they say the president ignored. Also, what kind of side effects you can expect from a third dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. There's new data from the CDC. Plus, what's behind the latest stumble on Wall Street, Amazon's newest tech products, including the first home robot, and where to get a free cup of Joe on this National Coffee Day. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Three of the nation's top military leaders admitted the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan did not go as planned. Lawmakers grilled them in another tense day on Capitol Hill. The group of senators heard from Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Army General Mark Milley, and a top commander, Marine General Frank McKenzie. Each one of them admitted they were taken aback by how quickly the Taliban were able to take over, and for the Afghan government they helped build to collapse. Both General Milley and General McKenzie said they wanted to keep about 2,500 troops in Afghanistan to prevent the takeover from happening. But President Biden seemingly rejected their advice. He insisted he had a choice between pulling all American forces or putting more troops in danger for many more years. General Milley was one of the most critical at yesterday's hearing. He said, quote, strategically, the war was lost. He also said the U.S. might have been too optimistic about the strength of Afghan forces, that they were not properly trained to defend themselves once the Americans left. Then Milley warned the Taliban remains a terrorist organization that has not broken ties with al-Qaeda, as the group has promised. General McKenzie made it clear, quote, the war in Afghanistan is not over. But Secretary Austin told lawmakers it's possible to monitor threats from Afghanistan without having troops on the ground. U.S. officials are now trying to find places to keep drones and other aircraft to keep up surveillance over Afghanistan and launch airstrikes if necessary. This was the first public congressional testimony since the Taliban takeover. Secretary Austin also talked about what they felt went well in the process, including America's ability to evacuate a lot of people in a short amount of time. Though not everyone agrees that went smoothly either. Both Austin and Milley are also testifying in front of lawmakers in the House today. The gunman who shot and killed five people in a Maryland newsroom is going to spend the rest of his life in prison. The shooting happened 3 years ago at the offices of the Capital Gazette newspaper. It was one of the worst attacks on journalists in American history. And this week, the shooter was sentenced to more than five consecutive life terms without parole. Over the summer, a jury rejected the argument that he was not criminally responsible for his actions because of mental illness. So that means he really will be going to prison and not a mental health facility. A few months ago, the city of Annapolis unveiled a memorial to honor the Capital Gazette staff members who were killed. It's called Guardians of the First Amendment. If you're wondering how you might feel after getting a COVID-19 booster shot, remember how you felt after getting your last dose. The CDC put out a new study just about side effects of the boosters. Researchers followed people who got a third shot of either the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine. They were eligible already because their immune systems were compromised in some way, like from an organ transplant or a history of cancer. Well, those people said their side effects from the boosters were pretty familiar. The most common were arm pain, fatigue, and/or a headache, usually the day after getting the shots. Since this study was done, the booster shots became available to a lot more people. Now, millions of people who got the Pfizer vaccine at least 6 months ago are eligible. And that's as long as they're 65 and older, or younger adults if they work in high-risk environments or have pre-existing conditions. The White House says more than 400,000 Americans in that group have already gotten their boosters, and a million more have already scheduled appointments for the extra doses through pharmacies. Former President Obama finally broke ground on his presidential center. It's something he's been talking about for 5 years now, but it's been delayed many times. It's going up on the south side of Chicago, where the former president started his political career. Though that location has sparked some controversy. A federal review was needed because it's going up in a park that's on the National Register of Historic Places. There have also been concerns about gentrification, where wealthy people move in, bringing things like more expensive housing, and it can ultimately force the current residents out of the area. It's something the city of Chicago has been battling for many years now. Eventually, the city approved neighborhood protections, including for affordable housing. And at yesterday's groundbreaking ceremony, Obama said the center is actually his way of giving back. He said he hopes it'll bring an economic boost to the area, create jobs, and inspire a future generation of leaders. It will include a museum, public library branch, athletic center, test kitchen, and children's play area. It's expected to cost roughly $830 million, but private donations are raising the funds. The Obama Presidential Center is expected to open in 2025. More news is just ahead, but first, a quick break to thank our sponsor, Noom. Whenever I'm having a hard time making a decision between two choices, I try to always stop and ask myself if there is a third option, a different solution or middle ground that maybe I hadn't thought about before. Well, the same can be true when it comes to health and fitness. There can be a lot of pressure to label certain foods just good or bad, or to follow some strict rules if you want results. Well, Noom feels that just creates unnecessary dilemmas and stress. Instead, Noom wants to change how you see food with a psychology-based approach to building healthier habits. It's not about making you feel guilty or regretful. Noom's cognitive behavioral approach is about better understanding your relationship with food and then empowering you to make healthy choices that work with your lifestyle and can be long-lasting. You get to choose your health goals, and Noom will then personalize a program for you. And Noom only needs a daily 10-minute check-in. So start building better habits for healthier, long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/newsworthy. Again, you can sign up for your trial at Noom, that's spelled Noom.com/newsworthy. The stock market took another tumble yesterday. The Dow Jones sunk by 569 points, while the NASDAQ and the S&P both closed more than 2% lower. Tech stocks made a big portion of the downfall, with tech giants like Facebook, Amazon, Microsoft, and Alphabet all losing value. There are a few things going on to trigger the slump. The first has to do with 10-year Treasury bonds. Simply put, demand for these government bonds has gone down, prompting investors to sell them. Fears about inflation are also a major factor, and the Federal Reserve chairman says he expects inflation to stay high over the next few months. Plus, officials say consumer confidence has gone down for the third month in a row. The debt ceiling debate on Capitol Hill is not doing Wall Street any favors either. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the U.S. government will run out of money and default on its loans if Congress does not raise the debt limit by October 18th. And to be clear, raising the debt ceiling doesn't actually authorize any new spending. Instead, it's the cap on the total amount of money the government is allowed to borrow to pay for expenses that were already authorized. To be continued. Amazon just unveiled some new hardware. One of the devices grabbing the most attention is a home assistant robot called Astro. It's about the size of a small dog. It moves around on wheels, has a 10-inch touchscreen as a face, and you can talk to it like Alexa. Amazon says Astro can bring stuff from room to room, video chat, play music, can be used to check in on your pets while you're away, and it also works as a home security device and more. The company also unveiled its first smart thermostat. There's also a kids' device called Echo Glow with built-in games and video chat capabilities, and Amazon is partnering with Disney on a Disney-themed version of Alexa, which will include multiple character voices and trivia games. Amazon also announced a new subscription service called Alexa Together. It's designed to help people take care of elderly family members. It includes features like fall detection and an emergency hotline. And there's more. These new products will all be out by the end of the year. And they're all featured on the Amazon homepage now. Some are available for pre-order already. A popular video game company has reached its first big financial settlement since its workplace culture has been called into question. We're talking about Activision Blizzard, which is known for making games like Call of Duty, World of Warcraft, and Candy Crush. It's been accused of allowing a culture where sexism, harassment, and even physical assault are common. The federal government filed a new lawsuit over it all this week after investigating the company for more than 2 years. Activision agreed to a settlement hours after that suit was filed, even though it did not actually admit to any wrongdoing. As part of the deal, the company will set up an $18 million fund to compensate workers who were discriminated against. Extra funds will go to diversity and inclusion programs at the company, as well as charities that benefit women. But this is far from the end of this legal drama. Activision is still facing a state lawsuit in California, an investigation by the Securities and Exchange Commission, and a complaint from the National Labor Relations Board. The extreme drought out west has exposed a piece of history that's been underwater for more than six decades. In Utah, the Rockport Reservoir is only at about 29% capacity because of the drought. Well, now that the water levels are so low, people are able to see a ghost town. At least from above, you can see the foundations of long-abandoned homes and roads from the town of Rockport that was settled by pioneers in 1860. In the 1950s, the federal government bought the land and turned it into a reservoir. They built a nearby dam and flooded what remained of the town. Now, a state parks official says getting to see that ghost town is at least a silver lining of the epic drought. Well, today is National Coffee Day. The National Coffee Association says nearly 60% of Americans drink at least one cup of joe every day. So why not celebrate? Today, many stores and restaurants are rolling out deals and discounts. For example, Krispy Kreme is offering a free cup of coffee, along with a free donut for rewards members. At Starbucks, customers who bring a clean, reusable mug will get a free cup of Pike Place Roast Brewed Coffee. Panera is offering free coffee all day to parents and caregivers. And there are so many more. You can check out a bunch of deals and freebies by clicking on the links in today's episode notes. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Work Wednesday, when we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. But first, a quick break for our sponsor, BetterHelp. When was the last time you thought about your mental health? I think it's so important to talk about because our mental health is just as important as our physical health. When anything, even temporarily, might be interfering with your happiness, why not address it? There may be even things you don't realize are getting in your way. So big or small, BetterHelp wants to help. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist to help you figure out what's going on. And I love that you can message your therapist anytime. And of course, you can set up phone or video calls to really get the full benefit of BetterHelp. They have counselors who are specialized in stress, anxiety, grief, relationships, and much more. And if you're ever not happy with your counselor, just change counselors anytime until you find the right fit. And you always connect in a private online environment. I want you to start living a happier life today. And as a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/newsworthy. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Now back to Work Wednesday. Does it feel like your work days have gotten longer since the pandemic started? If so, you're not alone. A new study from Microsoft found the average person's work week got about 10% longer once COVID-19 prompted the massive shift to work from home. Microsoft figured that out by analyzing data from about 61,000 of its employees. The company looked at what time, on average, staffers sent their first work-related email of the day or had their first call. Then they looked at what time workers stopped for the day. They found employees spent 10% more time logged in with the switch to remote work. Microsoft had a few theories for this. For starters, some people may feel less productive or more distracted at home and could need more time to finish tasks. Others may work longer if they don't have to commute to an office. Microsoft also found less collaboration and communication when most of its workforce went remote. On the flip side, though, other studies have found working from home increases productivity. They pointed to things like a quieter, more convenient working environment and fewer sick days. All right, thank you so much for listening today and joining us right here as part of your daily routine. We'll catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.